You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, speaking of hockey, the Major League Baseball playoffs are on ESPN, and ESPN has the NHL rights, as is very common practice during a telecast. Coming out of a break, ESPN was promoting their content and had brought up that NHL opening night is looming. This broadcast team on ESPN is actually the Orioles broadcast crew, Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald, in the booth together. ESPN has them both as freelancers. Ben McDonald does a lot of college baseball for them, went to LSU and is huge on the SEC currently.
Yep.
And then Kevin Brown is one of their down the totem pole kind of play-by-play guys for all of their baseball content. He's fantastic. Well, you hear the exchange here, and Ben McDonald ultimately take a pot shot at the NHL, saying he's not going to watch any of the games on ESPN. And you would have thought that he went around kicking everybody's dog that's on Twitter. He took a lot of heat for this. But I want you to hear the audio, and then we'll get into the conversation.
And the Blackhawks return to the ice next Tuesday, NHL opening night against the defending champion Florida Panthers at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on ESPN. Triple header that night. Penguins, Rangers, Avalanche, Kings. Ben, I know you got an opinion on this. Panthers three-peat this year? What do you think?
If you say so. I mean, good luck to them. Are you asking if I'm going to be watching?
No, I know. You'll be watching, of course, because you work for ESPN. You'll be watching
there,
Friday night.
There is zero chance I'll be watching. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Where will you be?
I will be somewhere, but there's zero chance I'll be watching.
All right. Thanks, Ben. We'll be watching. Thanks for the rating.
So that's Kevin Brown, Ben McDonald in the booth. You are way more worked up about this than I am, so I'm going to tag you in before I give my thoughts.
The phenomenon here is there are two ways to look at this. One, if you are a network executive at ESPN, you would go, hey, man, please don't undermine our programming. There's a reason we have you read a promotion. None of you people that are screaming at Ben Johnson about this on the old interwebs, none of the John Bucci-Gry of the world who are trying to make fun of his major league career, which is insane, by the way, are doing anything that has anything to do with ESPN network executives saying, hey, don't undermine our programming. So the second part of it is the real part that I want to address. It's the defensive, whiny, spoiled hockey fan that believes in order to be a sports guy, you got to love hockey. Hockey playoffs, there's nothing like it! And everyone and gnashes their teeth and screams in hysteria. I watch the Capitals, man. As soon as the cap season's done, my hockey season's done. A lot of people like that in their local marketplaces. So the baseball analyst, the baseball lifer that talks about baseball for a living, that played in college and played in the pros, did more than all you guys that are ripping him, by the way. Nice 5 ERA of the major leagues, Ben McDonald, LOL. Nope, not funny at all. He's not interested in the start of the NHL season for two teams he has no connection to during the major league playoffs. The major league playoffs will be happening the same night that whatever two teams are playing are playing. I'll be watching that too, by the way, the Major League playoffs. And if you're not a baseball fan, I'll be just fine. Rip it all you want. There is this chip on your shoulder defensiveness among like the hockey only people that they can anything that says something other than it's the greatest thing there is, and they cannot handle it. And that's what this is, a tantrum. So again, you got an ESPN anchor. I think Buttrigas still works there, right? At the Worldwide League?
Yeah, he's the main hockey guy.
Like making fun of Ben McDonald, and not in like a playful fun way. Be like, hey, thanks for the vote of confidence, buddy. LOL. Or, well, I'll be on TV. Maybe, you know, we could FaceTime you. Or, hey, why don't we get you to a game? See if we can get you addicted. Went all in and decided to like take to be butthurt about it and join the online parade of people that are ripping Ben McDonald for it. If you're a network executive at ESPN, you have grounds to say, hey, please don't do that. That's not a great action. If you're not, get over it.
Right.
That's what I have.
Which I get. I understand that you are generally annoyed by the hockey fan that like chirps you and you never tweet about hockey because of it.
Yes.
So really, this is, I think, kind of like personal and very under your skin.
It 100% is that.
But I think as much as the reaction of hockey people to go in on Ben McDonald, John Buttrigas, who I love and who's been on the show many times, among them, is ridiculous. Calm down. I think your reaction is way over the top, too. Like, your anger and fervor for this back at hockey fans seems too much to me. Like, I think both are overreacting, in a sense, in a way. Him not being interested is not a problem. You're like, he's a baseball guy. Why should he have to care? The baseball playoffs are on. That's not a crime. Nobody cares. On the network, while promoting the event, he takes the shot at the sport, essentially, in these people's minds. And you do have to acknowledge, fair or not, I think it's fair, hockey fans are like the fourth kid. You know, they're already listening to be aggrieved, so to speak, because correctly, accurately, they get the shaft on coverage from their network that has the TV rights, whichever network that is. They're going to cover football more. They're going to cover the NBA more. They're going to cover baseball more. With whatever time they have left, they'll give the NHL. So there is a little bit of like looking for reasons to be annoyed, which I understand. But
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess my lead here, my number one takeaway is no one should be bothered or offended by this. Ben McDonald said something that was kind of funny. It was a laughing moment with a buddy. By the way, Kevin Brown probably regrets setting him up the way he did, but they're very close, and he knows he's not a hockey guy.
Because the initial was like, yeah, good luck to him.
I think he was expecting a good luck to him and something like, yeah, I love that team. Are they going to win again? Way to go. And they'll keep it moving. And then he kind of goes in and says, I won't watch for a second. He's like, sure you will. It's on ESPN. Trying to save him a little bit. And then he's like, no. And he doubles down. Like, I will not watch for 1 second that night. What are you doing? I don't know, but I won't be watching. So not a big deal. It was a funny moment, largely. But I also totally agree with, it was a dumb thing to do, in a sense. Like, it's not like you said it in the fourth inning of a game where they show a guy in a hockey jersey in the crowd, and they're like, oh, look, hockey's almost back. And he's like, I wouldn't know. I don't care about that sport. To me, that's nothing. This is promo graphic is on the screen coming back from break. Opening night, let's get excited. We're going to blow it out at ESPN. And the ESPN guy goes, yeah, not me. Hockey stinks. I could see being bothered by that as a hockey fan. Would I take to Twitter to yell at him or make fun of his ERA? Absolutely not. But in the same way, if we were promoting something on this station, Virginia Tech football or whatever it is, and you just go in on how terrible it is and how you're not going to be listening to it, I bet you CK probably would be like, Danny, what is that?
Like, right, and that's who should be irritated at that. Like, that's the list. The network that's spent...
So a hockey fan has no right when someone goes out of their way to take a swipe at hockey, be like, I didn't like that very much. That wasn't cool.
I suppose you have the right. The same.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Well, all I'm saying is this should not be the hysterical drama that it is. Like, the people are again acting like he's trying to get the sport eliminated or something. Like, saying they should ban it. Like, he literally...
I just think, like, people have sent off some tweets. Now, there have been, again, some polarizing, awfully divisive, like, posting his worst game ERAs or whatever. Bucci-Gross's tweet is the only one really I've even seen, to be honest with you. But, like, he went 0-100, I thought, where it's like, this is a bad look for you, buddy. Calm down. And if that's your point, I totally get that. But I feel like hockey fans get slapped around a good bit, and they're going, why are we catching shrapnel before our opening night when you're just teeing up our game that's going to be on in a few days?
If that was the sentiment, then I'd have a lot more empathy for it. But it's not. I mean, you know how it goes. I mean, it's my same phenomenon, similar phenomenon, by the way, to the WNBA, where there were complaints about the manner of interest that the sport was generating. So in other words, like, for the first time, it's crossed over from a small hardcore audience into a bigger one, and then everyone's angry about it. Okay, sorry to bother you. I'll go back to not caring.
Angry
again.
About what, you mean?
The kind of attention that the sport was getting.
Gotcha.
Right? So I said, all right, that's fine. I'm happy to go back to not paying attention again. Whenever there's something like this, where the baseball lifer is talking about the two teams he has no connection to, he's like, yeah, good luck to him, I guess. I don't know. The Major League playoffs are on.
Had he have said that, no one would have batted an eye.
But everyone's beyond batting an eye. It's, terrible take. Hockey's so great. Like, why? Like, why is anyone bothered that the Major League baseball nerd, the dude that eats, breathes, and sleeps it?
But why wouldn't you do that to every promo ever then? I mean, because obviously it doesn't make sense to do.
No,
time on Fox,
but you're conflating
a TV
things.
Show. Well, but you're saying, why is anyone bothered? Because it was out of place. It was not the time or place to zing hockey net. It wasn't a debate on hockey.
You can go, well, that was weird. That's very different than, like, the butt hurt screaming and Bucci-Gross.
I guess I just don't know enough about the butt hurt screaming.
Why? Well, it's the internet version
about
of it.
What Tom says on Twitter, I guess.
Which is you're right, but again, Bucci-Gross is the leader. Like, I'll pick on him because that's one of the ones I saw. Like, he's
overreacted.
He's holding the torch, and we can go down the hall to listen to Russell's podcast, where I'm sure he's screaming about it all day. And another example of the media not doing high, like, ignorance, and like yelling at me probably. Oh, I wouldn't know, but that's the point.
I
here.
Mean, you handed him ammunition. You can't be mad when he fires at you.
Sure you can. I mean, there's no ammunition. Is my point.
I disagree with that.
Like, this is like the. I keep saying the same thing. The baseball lifer in the middle of the baseball playoffs, not tuning in to something, like, he's probably not watching the F1 race this weekend either. I know the promo is just read. I think you're going, hey, from a broadcasting perspective, that's stupid, which I think everybody agrees with. And so I think you care more about that, the broadcasting part of it, as say, hey, you shouldn't do that. And if I was advising him, I'd say, probably don't do that. Your employer.
Absolutely. I guess I also just have more empathy for the hockey fan that's going, the hell was that? I'm just sitting. Hey, Ryan's sitting there yesterday, and I forget what you did.
But
you said something, and he just caught shrapnel. Like, if I'm a hockey guy who gets no mention ever by ESPN in any coverage ever, and they bring you up only to knock you back down in the middle of a baseball game, you're like, the heck was that? I don't need to be swatted away by Ben McDonald for no reason. In the middle of a promo about my biggest night of the year. I could see why a hockey fan is annoyed by that. That's all.
Mm.
But I don't know enough about it. Sounds like there's, like, major rioting happening or something in league headquarters.
It's the internet version.
You know, people on the internet stink, so I'll agree with you on that one if they've gone too far with their anger toward Ben McDonald.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.